Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for educational purposes only. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your medical condition.
Today, we have with us Mark Kaler, who is a PhD, master herbalist, and certified nutritionist. He's also a holistic healthcare practitioner. Mark, how long have you been practicing?
I'd say a good 20, 25 years or so. I always not comfortable putting years to things just because it starts aging and dating myself. I've been doing it a long time and involved with it on many levels, personally and practice, and even in kind of my research and exploration. So it's been a big part of my life for 3 decades or so.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I don't think you really have to worry about time, because I think in the first show you said you were going to live to be 210. So you've got plenty of time left, I think, don't you?
Yep, and that's what I'm shooting for. So yeah. We'll see.
All right. Well, today we're going to really focus on, I think first we're going to start with, you want to start with the green propolis, and then we'll focus a little bit more on the red propolis, which has some phenomenal anti-cancer properties, and we'll get into that. But let's start with the green propolis. One of the things that hit me when I was doing the research and talking with you and your trainers, and also the company that you actually advise for, the Natura Nectar company, this propolis comes from the killer bees, the wild bees. Is that true?
Yeah, it actually is an unusual propolis in that it comes from a different string of plants. Most of the propolis we're familiar with come from all these trees that we're familiar with, you know, pine and elm and all these things.
Birch and right.
Right, and the green propolis actually comes from a plant called Baccharis, which comes out of the southeast corner of Brazil. So it's a different kind of plant source, hence the different color and hence the different compounds and some of the benefits and actions that it brings.
Is it found anywhere else in the world? I think you mentioned Korea or China or something. It's also the green, or is it only found in Brazil?
Well, there are a couple of different types of green. The green that has been most studied and most researched is the green coming out of Brazil. So whenever you see a research paper that says a Brazilian propolis, I'd say 99 times out of 100, they're talking green. So there is a little bit of green to be found in other places. The research just hasn't been done on it, and it has the same color. It may not have the same chemistry and hence the same benefits.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more before we get into the red and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about what are the chief compounds in the green that make it special. And then what are some of the leading things that, you know, we can use the green for? I know propolis in general, we've talked about, it's almost a panacea cure-all for just about everything. But the green, I know, has artipellin C and some other really unique active ingredients. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, again, there are probably a couple hours worth of conversation we could have on this, because of the research on green has been growing for the last few decades. You know, it has many of the properties that you find in conventional or traditional brown propolis. It's a very potent antifungal,
right?
Including candida. It's very good for the immune system. It has a number of cancer-related benefits and things like that. But there's some kind of intriguing things that I think make green stand out a little bit as far as its actions go. One of it, the points that I really like about it, is that it protects the neurons, the brain cells, and the nerve cells. And I think this is becoming more and more important as we go on in our society, because there are so many things now that seem to be affecting our brains and our central nervous system in a less than positive manner. So to have this action, I think, is key. And then you add into the fact that it's a potent chelator of heavy metals.
Wow.
Another big
so
growing
cleansing.
Concern. You know, we're finding high levels of arsenic in our rice now,
right?
In our apple juice. You know, I mean, there's heavy metals are unfortunately invading everywhere.
Although they're saying now the mercury and the lead in the tuna isn't quite as dangerous as they thought, and pregnant women can eat a little bit more. There's a new study that just came out, but it's still there. There's still an issue there. And I know with the wide use of the statin drugs in lowering the cholesterol, one of the big side effects is, you know, the brain's not getting enough of that nutrient of the cholesterol. So maybe the green propolis would help, you know, with the stimulation and you actually said the growth of neurons, because I know with the curcumin there was a study in Florida on mice that proved that the brain cells can actually be regenerated.
Yeah, it's a more protective action, I think, particularly to oxidation or free radical damage.
Okay.
It's been studied for ischemia or lack of blood flow or an oxygen to the brain.
Right.
So its actions, I think, tend to be more protective. Turmeric and a number of other compounds have been shown to be useful for stimulating nerve growth factor and hence the repair and growth of our nerves. I'm a big fan of lion's mane in that regard because there's some really promising studies on that.
Oh, I know.
But the green has these protective actions. It's not just protective to the brain and nerves. It's protective to the retinas, which makes sense because, again, they're probably, you know, they're very rich in nerves. Shown to reduce oxidative stress also in there as a protective action for the kidneys and for the liver as well. So, you know, propolis brings, I think, some really promising protective actions as it relates to a number of aspects of our body, and not even on the, you know, the larger scale as far as organs of the body. It's protective of the chromosomes and the DNA in the body. So it, you know, protects the cells all the way down to
right
that.
Down to the micro DNA, level. Yeah, on the micro level. That's just awesome. And it does that without any negative side effects. I still have not, and we talked a little bit about, you know, not to have to worry too much about allergies and so forth, because what basically the company you represent, the Natura Nectra, has some really awesome processing where they take the pollen out and the wax out, and they use a water-soluble extraction process. So there's really no what we would call allergens, or it would be hypoallergenic, I think, is what we could say. So that's really exciting. So you've got all this neuroprotection. What about circulation and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it does have some protective action. Any sort of antioxidant is going to have some protection as far as the cardiovascular system. Green is anti-inflammatory, and we know inflammation is one of the major contributors, you know, to cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
So strong antioxidant, strong anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
It's been shown to decrease prostaglandin E2, which is one of the compounds the body produces that's pro-inflammatory, meaning it causes and creates inflammation. It reduces a substance called nuclear factor kappa B, which is related a lot to inflammation, but specifically inflammation as it relates to cancer. So I think it does have some benefits for it. I tend to think that the red propolis actually probably is a little better as a cardiovascular tonic, though, in that regard.
Okay. And I was studying a little bit, too, because I deal with so many people that have issues with MTHFR, that the green propolis kind of pushes the detox, the methylation pathways. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this can get very, very complicated. And I mean, maybe you found a way to really explain methylation and the importance of it in the human body to get it across to people. But there's this very key process that's going on that is involved in, I imagine, almost every biological process
yes.
going on in the body, but it's particularly relevant as it relates to how the body detoxifies certain compounds.
Right, right.
And there are some people who have disorders of that process, have issues because one of the primary methylators, you know, folic acid or folate, is not metabolized properly. So green propolis can basically provide or encourage that process along the way. And the cool thing about it is at the same time it's doing kind of a protective action. So I think, again, like we've talked about, in many cases, propolis has this, you know, multi-layered supportive benefit along, you know, most of the actions and benefits that they bring to the table.
The adaptogenic, yes, and with the methylation, another thing that kind of occurs too, there's a lot of toxins that are built up, and of course you just mentioned how, you know, the green propolis helps with the detoxification process. Bringing down inflammation is a really big key issue. That just wreaks havoc, and of course, you know, we all know that inflammation is the beginning or the leading cause of cancer, heart disease, and arthritic issues. So if you can keep that inflammation down, which a lot of products and companies are trying to get their products to be focused on and address every channel of inflammation, then you can get a lot better results, long-term results. And then with that antioxidant, I know a lot of companies now that are putting anti-inflammatories and antioxidants in as a 1-2 punch. Although with the propolis, I think we talked about a 1-300 punch because there's over 300 compounds and it's so adaptogenic. But that 1-2 punch has been very, very effective and then synergized with nutrients. And I've seen phenomenal results from everything from, you know, for a prostate formula all the way down to a bone formula. But what? Tell us a little bit more about, there's so much, I know you could just fill hours worth of information, but tell us some of the other leading things that this green propolis does for us.
Yeah, one quick comment on the methylation issue. You mentioned a number
sure.
of compounds, and they've actually done research in a number of situations, in this in particular, where they looked at certain isolates in the propolis and noticed some benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it all together, you get a much more pronounced benefit. So the full extensive array of compounds that propolis has to offer, I think, really bring the most valuable and powerful gifts in methylation, but also as far as immune support and antimicrobial and these other actions.
There's a phenomenal synergy going on, and I know a lot of times, too, when you get with a lot of different compounds, you get a catalyst. So, you know, instead of it being to, you know, the first factor, it's multiplied into like a times 10 factor. So I think that, you know, I see that a lot of times with these adaptogenic tonic herbs, but this is actually, you know, made from insects. I think it's just so cool. It is just so awesome. And every time I think about propolis now, I think about it being around the entrance to the hive, or, you know, where they go in and out. And it's like can serve as a wash to cleanse and so forth. And then we're taking it, a potentized version, we're actually taking it internally. So I can kind of imagine, you know, the potency and the efficacy, you know, how strong this product can really be and how quickly the results can be. I've actually, you're not going to believe this, but I've had a lot of dental work done. I've had to deal with a sinus infection. And I've used the propolis on basically my left sinus because that's where the problem was. And you know what? It is all healed and cleared up. And I've been battling this probably for 20, 30 years on and off. And, of course, now that I got the bad tooth out, and I finally used the – and I've used everything from oregano to silver hydrosols. And they help. But this propolis seems to give me an unbelievable, deep healing. I am just absolutely amazed, and then overall I'm feeling great too.
Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things about propolis is because it has, you know, you're talking about, as you mentioned, hundreds of compounds in there, you know, it's bringing so much to the table. You know, even just the anti-inflammatory action we're talking about, one study looked at a compound in propolis called artipillin C, which inhibited over 20 pro-inflammatory markers. So it's not just working on one pathway, you know, bringing this benefit to the table. It's working on a multitude of pathways. And then you add in the fact that there's so many compounds in there, you know, it's just bringing a range of gifts. And you talked about using it for sinus infection. Another really intriguing thing to propolis in general is it has wonderful topical applications for it. So you can put it on infections,
right,
you know,
right,
whether they be, you know, sinus infections or even topical infections in wounds and stuff. Amazing studies on wound healing and stuff. But then also you can take it internally to work specifically and systemically throughout the body. So again, you have this multi-layered benefit where it's going after and targeting things specifically and then working with the body. And I think one of the best places you can see this are the benefits for propolis for dental health. Green propolis has actually been studied for dental health, as brown propolis has. The green study was done actually with gingivitis, and they saw something like a 95% regression.
No.
Gingivitis and reduction 90... of the pocket depth, so that the actual, you know, how deep that that wound, so to speak, goes.
Sure.
Has been improved dramatically. And, you know, the thing is, it may sound like new news to us, but there are records dating back hundreds of years of a number of cultures actually using propolis in
for
this
gum
regard.
Disease.
So this is an old traditional remedy that, you know, we're kind of now finally waking up to, as far as dental health and everything. And I'd encourage people to, you know, take a nice spray of propolis and use it as part of their oral health.
You know, I've actually, now that you mentioned it, I've actually kind of done that. And because I've had, I had some dental work done, and it seemed like to help relieve the symptoms and create faster, more deeper healing than anything that I have ever seen. So, yeah. Now, you probably wouldn't want to use this in your eyes, though. That would be the only place, because it would maybe burn or sting a little bit, but you could take it orally for eye health, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in that area, I think the red probably brings, or the red and green combo together brings a real beneficial quality to it, because the green brings that protective action to the eyes, and I think the red actually brings kind of a nourishing, supportive action to the eyes. So, you know, you have them working, I think, really nicely together to just improve overall vision. And I can just say for myself, you know, I'm getting up there a little bit in years and things. And the one thing I did notice is that my vision, particularly later in the day as I started getting more tired,
right,
I started to get a little focus issues,
yes,
from a distance. And some of that's probably because I'm on a computer screen way too much. I'm sure that's not the best
in
the world.
Mark, you're supposed to get up and walk around and take a little break, you know, every half hour or so, and or at least look up. So you get like me. I get into something, and it's like 3 hours later, I'm like, oh, I've been sitting here focusing on this research, and, you know, it's easy to do.
That's exactly what happens to me. I mean, I have a big door. I can look out the yard and yeah. things, you know, to do that. But once I kind of get on in some sort of research string where I'm starting to connect things,
right.
find all this wonderful information, I kind of get lost in it because it's a real joy and pleasure for me. So it's easy to get lost. But, yeah, you need the, you know, you what is it, the 20-20 rule? Every 20 minutes,
yeah.
take 20 seconds to look 20 feet away from your computer screen. I'm not as strong on that as I could. But I've used the red and green, and I've noticed significant improvements as far as my eyes not getting as tired and not, you know, getting that fuzziness, particularly at a distance later in the day.
Well, this may be hard to believe, but I've been doing a lot of supplementation, everything from pycnogenol to the arginine citrulline to, you know, all of the what we call the flavonoids, the pigments and so forth. And every time I go to my eye doctor, my eyes are getting better. And this has happened over like the last 6 or 7 years. And he's like, I don't know whatever you're doing. In fact, he finally came out wanting to know all the supplements. But, you know, it's like whatever you're doing, keep doing it because obviously you're getting great benefit. Because at my age, my eyesight should be getting worse. And it's actually improving, which, you know, when you get older, if anything improves, it's a miracle. So,
yeah, it's funny. I was at a convention fairly recently, and I was out with some people afterwards talking, and the restaurant was fairly dark, and everyone was getting ready to order. And, you know, I just picked up the menu and started looking at it and having any problem. And the woman, you know, beside me said, "Don't you need glasses? You need some light or something." I'm like, "No." She goes, "You're getting older. You're supposed to need that
yeah.
stuff." It's like,
yeah.
you know, thankfully, you know, knock on wood. I don't, and I think a lot of it has to do, particularly with these flavonoids that you're talking about. These
right.
are superfoods
right.
For the eyes, for all the soft tissues in the body, just really powerful, healing, nurturing substances. And propolis is rich in dozens and dozens of flavonoid and flavonoid-like compounds.
Oh, that is so awesome. So, yeah, I know when I go in for my tests, they're like, well, you've got the pigmentation in your retinal area and in your eye of a teenager. We don't know what you're doing, but obviously the supplementation is really nourishing your eyes. And again, it helps with, you know, the night vision and all that kind of stuff. So this is really exciting about this green propolis. It sounds like it does everything, but I think we need to segue into the red propolis now. And again, there are a lot of different combinations. Natura Nectar, you can buy the red, the green, the brown separately. They have a product called a Trio where you can, you know, put where they're all together if you want to do that, so you don't have to take as many or buy as many different products. You can buy one product. So, you know, again, the company's got a lot of different products, and I think we can get into that a little bit later. But right now, we've been talking a little bit about the red propolis, and there's a lot of information, a lot of clinical studies for the benefit of helping to prevent or helping reduce the incidence of cancer. Tell us a little bit about that. I know it can be kind of controversial when you start, you know, we definitely would never talk a cure or anything like that, but there's some benefit here, and I think the public needs to know about this.
Yeah, red propolis to me is a really intriguing substance. You know, we've had research and use with the brown propolis for hundreds, if not thousands
yes.
of years. The red propolis is really the new kid on the block. It, the source of the red propolis was only discovered about 10 years ago.
Oh, and really?
I mentioned in one of the early shows
yeah.
that originally they thought the bees were actually going to a local candy factory and bringing back sugar
right.
that had been dyed with food coloring. And it wasn't until, again, fairly recently, and actually one of the founders of Natura Nectar, Alessandro, you know, was part of the team that actually went out and discovered that it comes from this plant called Dalbergia. And this is a perennial bush, a shrub. It's the first propolis that's been derived from a legume, so it brings a whole other set of chemistry.
Wow. Yeah.
And in that sense, you know, a whole other set of benefits.
Now,
it certainly has those immune benefits that we're talking about with propolis,
right.
you know, antibacterial, antifungal. In fact, it's been tested against both brown and green propolis, and it's the strongest antifungal.
Oh, really?
A potent anti-inflammatory. It's anti-ulcerative, so people with stomach ulcers. Antioxidant, and in fact, it may be one of the most, if not the most potent antioxidant. It's been tested by an organization, the federal government, and tested the highest ORAC value, which is a lab measurement for how strong an antioxidant
right.
is.
Right.
It's also been tested what's called the DPPH, which is a little more clinically relevant test of an antioxidant. It had something like over an 84% reduction in free radicals with that sense.
Yeah, and I think just when I was looking at this red propolis, it was like off the charts compared to even like the curcumin products or, you know, the different berries, the acai and so forth that are super, super high, that this red propolis was like just off the chart compared to anything else. I couldn't believe it. But Obviously, you know, being a super antioxidant, it's going to give you great, great benefit. And, you know, the degradation of the cell and the oxidation of the cell, losing those electrons, actually helps to promote, as we know, helps to promote the cancer. So anything you can do to slow that down would obviously, just common sense, be of great benefit. Now, I know the green comes from Brazil. Where is the red just only found in Brazil, too?
Yeah, the red is in a similar case that, as the green, in the sense that the red propolis that's been studied most is the Brazilian red propolis, and it comes from the northeast corner of Brazil in the mangrove swamps area of that part of the world. But there are a couple other types of red. There's a Cuban red and maybe a Vietnamese red or something like that. But again, there just has not been as much research. It's a different plant source oftentimes, or related plant source.
Right.
So the chemistry is probably a little different. But right now, you know, the largest percentage of the research on the red propolis has been done on the Brazilian red propolis, with which, you know, Natura Nectar is involved with, the, I guess, the largest amount of the collection of that.
Yeah. I keep thinking about these people that go out to collect that with the killer bees. They've got to probably wear a lot of protective equipment, don't they?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you look at some of these beekeepers. You know, maybe it's because they've been around them for so long.
Yeah.
Particularly in some of these traditional cultures, it's not like U.S. beekeepers where they have those, you know, hazmat-like suits with the big hat and the screen and everything around it. Oftentimes, they'll just go out with nothing, or maybe with just a facial screen on it. And you know, maybe it's their energy. Maybe the bees are used to them. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing to watch some of these traditional beekeepers interact with their bees, because they don't seem to bother each other. They kind of work together and, you know, live and let live kind of thing.
Well, we actually have our own bees out at the farm and so forth, and I've watched the beekeepers, and there is a relationship. It's unbelievable, but there's a relationship. And bees are so unique anyway as an insect, but they're very knowledgeable, and if you kind of, it's almost like a pack mentality. If you're around and they know you're not there to cause any harm and maybe to actually protect them, they kind of bring you into their own. So I can imagine that there could be a symbiotic relationship going on there. Okay, we've got to really talk about this. Give us some big information on how effective this red is against certain types of cancers and the studies and so forth that have been done.
Yeah, and this is one of the areas that's real intriguing. We have to keep in mind, though, that red is new to the game. There's just not as much research on it, and not because, you know, it's not worthwhile or anything. It's just because we haven't known about it for that long. So while, you know, there's research showing some amazing promise and things, it doesn't mean it's not useful for other types of applications. It means we just haven't gotten around to the research.
Right.
I think two of the areas to me that are most intriguing as a practitioner are the fact that, one, it's used for leukemia.
Really? Bloodborne.
Yeah, they did a study where they compared the red propolis to two leading anti-leukemia pharmaceutical drugs. It worked almost as well as one. It worked as well as the first one. It just took a little longer. It took about 12 hours more to have the same action. And it actually worked better than the second one. So I think it's a promising remedy to bring into the mix in a fairly serious, fairly difficult disorder to treat in that regard. And another area I think it shows a lot of promise, and again, this is just kind of the initial stages of things, is with pancreatic cancer. I
mean, and that's a killer.
Leading killer. The survival, 5-year survival rate, I think, is low 90s, 94%.
Yes.
So, you know, the conventional treatments we have available to us now are not overly strong, and it seems to induce cell death on prostate cancer cells. This is a cell culture death.
Okay, yeah. So
we have to kind of extrapolate from there and hope it's doing the same thing in the body. But, you know, another study looked at something like 6 different cancer strains. If I remember correctly, it was colon, melanoma, 2 types of lung cancer, cervical and fibrosarcoma, and they had a significant amount of effect. And again, in this case, they compared it to 2 other leading anti-cancer drugs, and the benefits were comparable. So, you know, what's nice about this is you're getting comparable benefits to these pharmaceuticals that come with a lot of side effects.
Yeah, and
side effects we're going to get with red are going to be good things.
Yeah, you're only going to get benefits.
Reduce inflammation.
Right.
All these other things.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, we talk about that. Now, I'm thinking, because I've been doing a lot of research on systemic enzymes, and it's just phenomenal what those do. They do, like, almost everything for your body, too, including attacking viruses and being effective against H1N1 and HIV, but there's also a great benefit for pancreatic cancer. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we've got systemic enzymes that are extremely effective. And now we have red propolis. We also have the curcumin. And, of course, you can take all of those at the same time. A lot of customers will be like, well, you know, can I take this vitamin and can I take some propolis? I'm like, yes, you can eat your, you can eat a fruit salad. You can eat your vegetables with your fruits. You know, we're talking nutraceutical. And again, you know, you always need to consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. But in general, supplementation usually works better when there's combinations. And a lot of times we leave it up to the companies with their supplement formulations, which I think we're maybe, you know, Mark, let's do another show, buddy. I mean, we're going to be running out of time here real quick. And I think we need to talk about brown propolis. And then we can talk about all of the different targeted, specific, or actually it would be some of them are very general, but all of the products that Natura Nectar makes, because, you know, again, combined, you know, doing different combinations, doing different formulations, you got a lot of different things. Now, real quickly, I was thinking, okay, a lot of the supplements, you know, it used to be the oncologists are like, you can't, you know, don't take any vitamins, don't, you know, take any supplements because it's going to interfere with, you know, the chemotherapeutic drugs and so forth. But now we're seeing that a lot of the supplementation actually enhances and potentizes some of the chemotherapeutic drugs, or is as if not more effective without any negative side effects. Are there some studies showing that, you know, maybe the potentization of a certain, you know, chemotherapeutic drug along with this red propolis? Have they been doing anything like that?
Yeah, there have been a few studies done with really all the different types of propolis showing beneficial actions in conjunction with conventional therapies, whether they be chemo or radiation, and that, first of all, they significantly can decrease the negative side effects.
Awesome.
Depending on the agent, sometimes they potentiate the agent themselves. Then also, again, you got to remember, if they're activating the immune system, if you're doing these conventional therapies, you know, they're designed to weaken and destroy the, you know, in this case, the cancer cells. You know, if you can then add in a stronger immune system, then it can go in and clean up the mess or maybe even target those cells more effectively. So it basically improves the efficiency, again, excuse me, at a number of levels, a number of different ways.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this is just great information, Mark. It's always a pleasure. We're going to have to talk again. I definitely want to do another show with you. There's just so much phenomenal information. Thank you so much for your time and all your information. I really appreciate everything that you're doing and all that you're giving to us today.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure. And we didn't even get to go into some powerful cardiovascular benefits to red propolis. And that's always the dilemma when you talk about these things that bring so many healing gifts to the table.
We'll do it next time. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The proceeding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Life just got a little better. Thanks to Merryman Earth.